A UN disarmament expert, Napoleon Abdoulaye, has sounded a note of caution to politicians to be wary about what he calls the overheated nature of the political system as election 2016 approaches. He said the culture of impunity is becoming the order of the day, and this could spell doom for the country, as has been witnessed in other countries. Mr. Abdoulaye was speaking on GBC's current affairs programme Talking Point.
We should be worried. Ghana's political atmosphere is overheated.
Is overheated when? Within this season, or it's been overheated for some time?
Yeah, for the whole of this year it's been overheated. Simply because the stakes are very high for all the political parties. We need to begin to look at the issues of early warning and early action. In conflict management, we have what we call early warning and early action. That is, you early warning, you have to anticipate what is going to happen, and then you come out of options to mitigate the violence that you are seeing. We must be very worried. Ivory Coast used to have elections, yet they went to war. Liberia used to have elections. The same thing with Sierra Leone. The same thing with Burundi. The same thing with Rwanda. The same thing with Uganda. And it all boils down to one thing called impunity. If people take up cutlasses to intimidate people, the police should do their duty. The political leaders behind it, they should be dealt with. If you don't deal with impunity, then gradually we are going towards violence, which we all know would lead to unprecedented consequences. Therefore, some form of management of the system is needed. And this should come from the government, from opposition, from civil society, and more particularly from the religious groups. We need to control what is taking place. But the end result is that there must be an increase in the material welfare of our people, so that politicians will not take young men and women, give them a few hundreds of CDs or thousands of CDs, and ask them to act the way that they were acting.
There must be enough for everybody.
Yeah, no, there must be enough in terms of the material welfare of the country. Yeah. So the vast majority of Ghanaians should be able to stand on their own and say no if a politician is coming to incite them. If you don't increase the material welfare of our people and the abject poverty that we see, to the extent that people can take 500 CDs and decide to snatch a ballot box, this is not acceptable.
Mr. Abdoulaye urged government to take the monitoring of the country's borders seriously to prevent the proliferation of illegal arms. He said government needs to invest heavily in scientific methods of monitoring the country's checkpoints or seek the UN support. Mr. Abdoulaye called for the transport sector to be well-resourced to check the illegal transfer of arms.
What is important is that we need to resource the police. Handheld scanners for the police at the various checkpoints is extremely important. Any vehicle moving out of the from Aflawo into Aflawo, it should be checked. Scientifically, the science is there. We don't need to reinvent anything. The state should put in money where its mouth is. The police, the immigration services, and the rest, they need help. If we can do that, that would help a lot. And then two, when a group is caught, let us know what is happening. If the police or the state institutions do not have the capacity to do what we call tracing, that is, find out where the weapons came from, and even where the weapons are manufactured from. The UN has the capacity, and the government or the state can ask the UN to help us to trace some of these things so that we know who are the people behind the flow of these weapons into Ghana. I will also say that the transport owners, they need to help. For example, you go into any of these transport places, the buses, people are being loaded to go up north or to the Volta region or to Western region. We need to empower them to have scanners to scan everything that they are taking. It costs less, and the state is capable of providing those resources.
UN disarmament expert Napoleon Abdoulaye, chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, said the Electoral Commission should seek the legal interpretation of the latest Supreme Court ruling to clean the voters' register. This, he said, will avoid misinterpretation of the ruling in the media, especially social media.
I'm getting worried about the Electoral Commission as an institution. I think it is important for the Electoral Commission, by coming out, by being transparent and ensuring that whatever they do is so transparent, they are discussing openly. I mean, they need to have a PRO, that would come out openly, let the public know. Mm-hmm. Look at what is happening right now. There's the Supreme Court has come out with a ruling that something ought to be done. We know that when the Supreme Court comes up with something, it is subject to all sorts of interpretation. If the Electoral Commission is not too sure of itself, it can ask the courts for interpretation. If the people who took the thing there are not happy about it, it can go to court. I think the best approach would be the court said this, we're not too sure about it. Let the Supreme Court tell us exactly what they want us to do. We cannot use the media. When we talk about the media, we always do not talk about what goes on social media. But that is where a lot of people are doing a lot of damage. I mean, destroying people, saying all sorts of things. And unfortunately, some of our media houses get their information from those
from
places
social media
without necessarily investigating. I don't think they help. You have the responsibility to educate. You have the responsibility, the watchdog role that you have to play. You need to play that. But let us make sure that the media do what they do professionally.